Well, hello there, friends, foes, families, men, women, children, and undecided new genders. You're not watching the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, or the Jimmy Colbert show. Oh, no. You're watching the right show. And today we have an episode for you. New York Mayor Eric Adams goes full Republican. Patrick Bet-David passes me the golden microphone. Justin Trudeau gives horrible advice as usual. And Victoria probably should have kept a few of those secrets. I'm your host, Kayvon, and this is Valuetainment Presents The Right Show. Let's go! So as you know, this is the news show for people who hate the news, and nothing will help us get through it better than a little comedy. So let's have a clip now.
But probably the one thing that we're the most different at, 2 in the morning. I'm gonna talk to the men first. 2 in the morning, you're single, you're in your 20s, a woman calls. Hello? Hey, come over, thinking about you. Just come over right now. How far, men, are you willing to drive? 5 miles? Be honest. 5 miles? Do we have 5 in the house right now? 5 miles? 5 miles in the front. 10 miles. Who got 10 miles? 10 miles over here. 15 miles. 15 miles right here. You're bidding against himself. 15, 20, 25, 30. That's good. 45 miles. There we go. 50 miles. I've done it before. There's no traffic at 2 in the morning. You'll be there in 45 minutes if you do it right. Right around 80 miles, these men will still go, ladies. But now they have a question. One question. Are you going to be awake when I get there?
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. Please put in the comments how far you would be willing to drive at 2 a.m. I'll note that distance has probably changed a little bit since gas prices have gone way up. All right, now we're going to get right into it. I have a question for you. Where do you live and who is your favorite quarterback? The reason we ask that is because we're going to go on a live comedy tour, and we need to know where people are from all over the world. In fact, my tour is picking up here. Let's look at these tour dates. Ashburn, Virginia, which is near D.C., Edmonton, Canada, Hobart, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Joliet, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Huntington Beach, California. If any of those sound familiar or you have a friend that lives in them, go on kayvoncomedy.com. Back to that question we were asking, who is your favorite quarterback? Well, for me, it has to be none other than Tom Brady. Now, I had the extreme honor of meeting the GOAT, greatest of all time, 7-time ring champion. The reason is because the Vault was the best business convention we've had. It's a great conference that Patrick Bet-David put on with Valuetainment, and I got a chance to actually talk to Brady. Now, what's interesting is if you look at the picture, we're kind of wearing a similar shirt, button-down navy blue. So I was able to make him laugh, in case you're wondering. I said, hey, Tom, it looks like we're almost wearing the same shirt. He goes, yeah, I guess so. I said, do you shop at H&M also? I highly doubt a man worth $400 million is going to the same store as me, but you never know. He may be a saver, or he's unemployed now, so that kind of hurts too. With that said, we had an amazing time at the Vault. I met Tom Brady the first day. I met Mike Tyson, and I can do that voice right now because he's not here, the second day. And then on the third day of work, Patrick came to me and said, hey, you're jumping on the podcast. I said, are you kidding me? What an opportunity. We were talking about surveillance underwear that the military is inventing, which means cameras and audio recording in your underwear. I'm assuming to record the person you're looking at, but does that mean if you put it on inside out, you get a dick pic and a colonoscopy? We're going to find out now. Take a look.
The U.S. government is investing $22 million into developing surveillance clothing that includes shirts, pants, and underwear that can record video and audio. The U.S. government is investing $22 million smart electricity called Smart ePants program, aiming to create a wearable clothing capable of recording audio, video, and geolocation data. The program's goal is to produce washable garments, including shirts, pants, socks, and underwear. Dr. Dawson Cagle, the program manager for Smart ePants, highlighted the potential benefits for government agencies like the Department of Defense.
Did you say Dr. Cagle?
Dr. Cagle.
That's hilarious. Is that how you turn it on? You do it quick.
Yo, but can you imagine that? Like, yeah. Like, but Pat, that's going to be the future. Hey, Pat, I have to tell you a secret.
Dr. Cagle. How do you like that, Dr. Cagle? So that was a lot of fun. And I was thinking audio recording underpants. What kind of audio are you hoping to get? And it better be waterproof, too, just in case you wet the bed. Hey, that wasn't all. We also got into a brief discussion about Tucker Carlson. And I asked Pat a question to put him on the spot. He rolled with it. Tell me what you think.
A lot of people are infuriated with Tucker Carlson interviewing this guy. Why would you do this? Why would you do this? Barack Obama has not been a president for this many years. Shame on you, Tucker.
I just want to know is since Tucker's no longer with Fox, he's basically doing whatever he wants. You know, do you think he's like the white Tupac?
Is he the white Tupac?
Way no, less gangster.
I think he's absolutely gangster, and I think he's pissing a lot of people off.
All right, how cool is that? So he rolled with it, the white Tupac, Tucker Carlson. What side? I don't see it, but I thought it'd make him laugh. Speaking of Tupac, Kanye West comes out of the middle of nowhere to denigrate one of our favorite rappers. I couldn't believe it myself. I want to read this to you. This is going viral online. Kanye, in an interview, said, Tupac wasn't no musician. He was an actor. What was he in? Juice? Above the Rim? He was the most overrated rapper in history. And you come up in here comparing him to me, a real rapper, a real star. How are you going to compare my music to Tupac? Kanye West said that. Wow, he went hard. So, in hip-hop news, I have a question for you folks. Are you on Team Tupac or Team Kanye? It could go either way. I just want to say this. Tupac paved the way for you. You always got to show a respect to those that came before you. And we went from California Love and all those legal issues that Tupac went through with gangster rap. That allowed you, Kanye, to be able to sing a song like this. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke joke. So, Kanye, you owe us an apology. And by the way, looking at your outfit, I have to say, Tupac indeed was a rapper. And let's look at that again. Pull it up on the screen. I want you to know, Kanye, it looks like you are in a rapper. I mean, what is this outfit here? I just laugh at the idea when he gets out of this outfit at the end of the night and sits on the bed. He looks like a little Hershey Kiss. So, Kanye, your opinion on this matter is just like your outfit. Trash. It's time for a little transition. And when we come back, a whole lot more of The Right Show. I couldn't believe my ears. I thought, is this Donald Trump? Is this a radical right-wing Republican on camera? Then I looked. It was the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, saying the exact same things Trump said like 6-7 years ago that got him yelled at by the radical left media. He's racist. Listen to this guy go full repub.
This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we get Ecuador. Now we get Russian speaking coming through Mexico. Now we get Western Africa. Now we get people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We got a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted.
Wow, wow, wow. Was that the Black Hitler I heard speaking? Or a guy with a little bit of common sense? Everybody wants to go blue until it happens to you. Did you notice that? When all the illegal immigrants were coming into Texas, that's a red state. It'll turn it purple and maybe blue. We don't care. We don't care if it's in Arizona. But as soon as they come to New York, we have to do something about this problem. This is out of control. Well, with that said, New York is going down. I want you to watch this little clip. This is New York in a nutshell. Four different people living four completely different lives on these crazy streets. Take a look. I like that. Look at that outfit there. She's got the... She's the artsy one. If that indeed is a she, that's the artsy one there. Then we've got the homeless guy banging into the closed Walgreens that had to shut down, and he's still trying to get in. And then we have some Amazon delivery guy going by when we watch that. And then we have two new recruits for the FBI and the CIA jogging right on by. That is the most New York video you've seen all day. Moving right along, Justin Dildo, that's the French pronunciation, is the Prime Minister of Canada, and he's trying to bring back some of these mask mandates, some of these boosty boost ideas. We don't say the real word because we don't want to get our show banned. We call it boosty boost and covefe on this show. I want to show you how excited he was when he first got his boosty boost and then show you what happened after.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
Can you believe that? Getting that shot. Whenever a salesman looks at you with his eyes this big and tries to sell you on something, he's probably lying. Getting that shot? It's a really good idea, kids. Just do it. It's kind of like Willy Wonka. Go ahead, play in my chocolate factory. And all those kids ended up dead. It looked like he was having like a methspresso right before he gave that presentation. If we could pull that on the screen, you'll see methspresso, the drink of overselling zealots. What's funny about that video is just 2 months after he got the life-saving boosty boost, here was him eating crow.
The battle against COVID-19 is still dominating so many parts of our lives. Two of my own children have now contracted it. And this morning, I learned I tested positive for COVID-19 as well.
That's just too bad. And so now he wants to bring these mandates back. I think you know which finger to show the politicians when they demand a new mandate right before the next election. I hope you know which one to use. Moving right along, we've all heard of BLM, where they promote the worst of the culture and say, this is what we're all about, but I want to show you BDM. Not BDSM, BDM, Black Dads Matter. I think if we had more BDM, we wouldn't have to worry so much about BLM. Take a look.
Set the hook. Stay on him, son. Oh, gosh, that's a good one. Come on. Real, 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 son. That's a big one. Come on. Stay on him. Don't let him jump. Don't let him jump. Come on, son. Yeah! Let's freaking go, boy! Let's go! Come on, boy! Yeah! Let's go,
man!
Let's go, kid! Let's go, buddy! Look at that! Let's get him in the middle of the floor. Oh my gosh, son! What a freaking giant! Hey! Let's go, baby! Give me five! See what happens when attitude changes and you just finish? Let's go!
That's crazy.
I'll get it, son.
Man, that is what we need more of, ladies and gentlemen. Here at Valuetainment, we really want to see these kind of values coming from a little fishing trip. What you saw was a father and a son. He said, son, you change your attitude and things happen for you. The encouragement, the smile on the kid's face, it was beautiful. And you look at the left, and what do they show? Oh, this guy got arrested. That's not fair. I don't get enough money. This isn't good. You need to do this. We need to get rid of the police. Everything will change in a whole society if we believe that not just BLM, but BDM, Black Dads Matter. If you agree, put it in the comments. If you disagree, just call me a racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted, Islamophobic, transphobe, because that's what you do when you're on social media. Hey, this next story is kind of a combo. I want to show you America going soft and America going hard, okay? And then we're going to show you how each of these looks. Victoria's Secret made a public announcement, and they haven't been doing a lot of ads. They've been caught in a few controversies, so they've been kind of backing down. They made a new basic presentation that they're going to start advertising again, and here's their idea. They are going to offer curvy mannequins. So no more will you have to go in there and see a beautiful woman, plastic of course, dressed in their outfits. Oh no, you're going to see a slice of life. Now my question is this. We all know that humans come in all shapes and sizes. Ferrari. We know the average guy who drives a Ferrari looks kind of like Joe Biden. He's on his last leg, couple wisps of hair. Come on, not a joke. Get in. But the advertisement isn't that. They show a couple in their 30s exploring the open road in Malibu, okay? We all know Walmart has a certain type of shopper. You've seen the Walmart shopper. But you don't show that in the ad. You show some young people shopping, knowing that anyone can go there. How do you mess up Victoria's Secret? They're already highlighting a product we love, and they found a way to make it worse. And by the way, how come I'm not allowed to have plastic straws, but you're allowed to make a plastic mannequin 10 times the size of the original skinny one? If you're going to make these mannequins, give me my boba straw back. That is not okay. America's gone soft, but here we have America going hard. This security guard at Ross took her job, not just seriously, but She took it as her actual job. The security guard, female, decided she was not going to let a man shoplift. Now, this is going to blow your mind because we haven't seen anything like this in a long time. Just try to focus. This really happened.
Man, let my purse out, bitch. Right there. Give me a purse, man. Give me a purse. Give me a purse, man. Give me a purse. Give me a purse, man. You can't give me a purse, man. Give me a purse. Man, let my purse out, bitch. Right there. Give me a purse.
Look at that. The shock, the disbelief. That he can't just steal this. What world are we living in? I'm supposed to just take this. And she's like, no, you ain't. I love that lady. Give that woman a raise. Now Ross is looking to fire her because their standards say we don't stop people from stealing. We let that happen. You could have caused a bigger problem. But here's who went soft in that video. The bystanders. There were three or four men watching this woman manhandle. The guy looked like a puppy at the end of a chew toy. And they didn't jump into action. I'll tell you what, if the men from Valuetainment were there, we'd be like, oh, this is a green light. We can get involved. And we would have put an elbow in certain places that we can't talk about, but it would have hurt. That's for sure. This just in, Jimmy Fallon is way too mean. At least that's what some of his employees are saying. Now, we've all seen Jimmy Fallon, likable, cute guy, kind of in his, you know, late 40s, giggling all the time, laughing into his sleeve when he's interviewing someone. Does he seem like an intimidating jerk to anybody? I'm wondering if this writing staff is a little too weak sauce, but let's take a look at what they're saying right here. According to Rolling Stone, two current and 14 former employees, first of all, 14 former, anyone who got fired is going to say the boss was a jerk, right? Anyways, two former, 14 employee said the show's working environment has been far outside the boundaries of what one would ever consider normal under this high pressure television landscape. It's a bummer because it was my dream job, bro, one former employee said. Writing for late night is a lot of people's dream jobs, and they're coming into this and it becomes a nightmare very quickly because of people like Jimmy Fallon. Now, these are all anonymous sources, very ugly allegations, and I thought we should take a look at some of the writing staff that thinks he's a meanie. So let's hope he can be a lot nicer to those kids. I have news for you, Jimmy Fallon staffers. You would never make it a day at Valuetainment if you had to deal with our boss. Our boss is not as nice as Jimmy. He looks like every villain from every Netflix movie that's on now. And we love it, baby. Yeah. Makes us stronger. Thanks, PBD. Moving right along. In other news, Al Pacino, in his 80s, has just broken up with his 29-year-old girlfriend. It's going to be hard to find another one of those on Tinder. Now, what was really shocking is he just had her pregnant, and she just had her baby as soon as last week. That means she dumped him as soon as he said hello to her little friend. The worst part about it is he now qualifies as the father, he's already the godfather, and he's old enough to be the great-grandfather. The worst part about it was he didn't use protection, which means he should have never put it in her hoo-ah. Thank you, folks. That's my Al Pacino impression. I think it was pretty good. Maybe an Academy Award is in the works. I'm not sure. And our final news story of the day. Folks, we know this is festival season. Music. If you love music, let us know in the comments. Who's your favorite artist? What kind of those house festivals? That's when people are up for 3-4 days at a time. Women are barely clothed. Men are drinking everything other than water. Guys, you got to stay hydrated. Look what happened to this guy at a music festival when he had too much fun, couldn't even hear the headliner, but the beat brought him back to life.
Hands up.
Throw it to me. Thank you. Yeah, baby. I love that. And you know, I found out what brought him to life right at the end. It was the Vault Energy Drink by Valuetainment Studios. So I hope you two will get one because you don't want to be on the last leg at a festival and just be wheeled out. You want to come back to life when the beat drops. Okay, we are down to our final story of the evening. And you know what? Nothing better in a final story than ending with a little comedy clip just so we can leave on a high note. We covered some pretty tough topics in here. We had, you know, Mayor Adams switching to Republican and not telling anyone. We had New York being torn apart. We had the Ross Dress for Less security guard having to fight for her life and no one helped her. So we like to end the show on a positive note because the future looks bright. And this is one way to do it. Comedy brings us together. Let's go. We heard about what men would do at 2 in the morning. Let's see what women would do.
Ladies, 2 in the morning, you're single. A guy calls, come over. How far are you willing to drive? Who's going 80 miles? Not a lot of takers. 40 miles, nah. 20 miles, probably not, no. Nah, see, she's like, you come here. Look, so lazy. You come here. I want direct delivery. We're willing to go 80 miles. We won't even cross the street for these gentlemen. Look at you ladies. So lazy. Look at that. No, women will get mad at you for even calling. They'll lecture you. If you wanted to see me, you would have called me at a reasonable hour. Well, I'm sorry, that's your problem. If they're nice, it's still a no, but it's nice. No, I wish I could, but I can't. Oh, it sounds so fun too, no. No, I know, but I'm sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry, but I can't, I know, bye.
Hope you got a good laugh out of that. Men versus women, plenty of topics there if you believe those two exist. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this episode of The Right Show. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we tell truth through comedy. We wake America up with laughter. And we do it with a smile. Next week's news will be just like this. So be sure to subscribe, like, tell your friends, put in the podcast, and don't forget, have a great day. Future looks bright. Next time, we'll see ya.